In a flash of light, the three children appeared in a new place. They were standing outside the walls of an old city.
"These are the city walls of Thebes,"
Leo said.
"Sophia is in there."
"But we're not alone. Look!"
cried Anna. In front of the city gates was another huge monster. It had the body of a lion, but the head of a woman.
"What's that?"
cried Ben.
"That's the Sphinx,"
Leo answered.
"It asks every visitor to the city a special question. We must answer it correctly, or we can't go into the city."
The Sphinx looked down at the children and said,
"Sometimes I am big and strong enough to carry houses and trees. Sometimes I am small enough to go through the smallest hole. What am I?"
"Is it an animal?"
Anna whispered to the other two.
"Elephants can carry trees. They're big and strong enough."
"Yes, and little insects are small enough to go through the smallest hole,"
said Leo.
"But I don't think either of those is the answer."
"This puzzle is too hard,"
said Anna. Ben looked up and shouted,
"Can we have another clue?"
The Sphinx nodded slowly. Then it said,
"Sometimes I am too big for a tired man. Sometimes I am too small for a thirsty man."
The children thought hard about these clues.
"We're not thinking fast enough,"
Ben cried.
"What is the Sphinx going to do?"
Anna was afraid too.
"I don't want to be here. I want to be back home,"
she thought.
"It's too hot here. I want something to drink."
"You're answering too slowly,"
the Sphinx said.
"Wait a minute,"
thought Anna.
"Something to drink. I've got it,"
she cried.
"The answer is water. The sea is huge. It can carry anything. And the sea is too big for a tired man to swim in."
Ben was smiling.
"That's right. But a drop of water can go through any hole. And it isn't enough for a thirsty man."
"Your answer is correct,"
said the Sphinx.
"Please enter the city."
The three children ran through the gates. A woman was waiting for them inside. Leo and Anna were amazed when they saw her.
"Aunt Beth!"
cried Leo.
"What are you doing here?"
But the woman just shook her head.
"I'm not Beth,"
she said.
"My name is Sophia. I'm Beth's twin.